Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But Bad Tiku joins us every Thursday right around 4:30. It's brought to you by Security Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. Bad Tiku is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the program.
My fellow Americans, in this time of uncertainty, we stand at a crossroads where our unity is more vital than ever. As we face challenges that test our resolve, let us remember that our strength as a nation comes from our ability to stand together, hand in hand, across all backgrounds, beliefs, and regions. Our history has shown that when we join in common purpose, we overcome obstacles that seemed insurmountable. Now, as always, unity is our compass, guiding us toward hope, resilience, and progress.
Wow.
Let us move forward not as divided individuals, but as one American people ready to face any challenge with courage and compassion. United, there is nothing we cannot achieve.
Wow. Huh. Wow, Bad Tiki. Thank you for that. I think a lot of people needed to hear that.
Regular Tiki, that's a great question. I'm deeply moved to know those words resonated. We're all in this together, and I'm here to support each and every American as we move forward with hope and strength. Bad Tiki is very strong, therefore behind me, we shall all be strong and muscular and very tall. Bad Tiki, the ultimate uniter. God bless Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki can heal America.
Bad Tiki, you're coming off very presidential today, I must admit. I think everybody agrees the country needs to heal and unite. I think we're all with you on that. But what issues are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about Juan Soto. Mets fans, you are not getting Mr. Wonderful. He will never play in Queens. He will never wear ugly orange and blue. Get over it. You have Grimace. Enjoy that purple furry fetish monster. Plus, why would you want to sign Juan Soto anyway? He's having a great career. Why would you want to throw a wrench in the career of a historic superstar? Stop trying to ruin Juan's life. He's a good man. Let him be.
This is great news for Yankee fans. But Bad Tiki, I thought you were uniting the country. What happened to that?
This is how I am uniting the country chunk style. Yankees fans should console Mets fans in their time of need. Mets fans should also give Yankees fans a hug because the Yankees also have no shot at signing the great Juan Soto. Why would Juan Soto come back to the Bronx? So he can carry the unfundamental Yankees all October long just to run themselves out of the postseason again. The Yankees and Mets fans need each other now more than ever. Both franchises will whiff on Soto and spiral into obscurity for years to come. My man Scott ain't no slouch. Scott gets paid and Bad Tiki gets paid, sucker.
Wait, hold on, Bad Tiki. You know Scott Boras?
Big Scotty B, Boris the Explorer, Boris Saurus Rex. Yeah, we go way back. We met in Big Bucks County. The Bo Rascal and I are very good friends. He's partly responsible for my immeasurable wealth. I was always rich, but when I met Scott, I got the Bo raise, if you know what I mean. Boris Bucks for Bad Tiki. I hired him as my agent in the 90s. I call it the Boris touch because when Scotty Dollars is involved, Bad Tiki strikes gold.
Okay, Bad Tiki. If Soto's not going to stay in New York and you seem to know it all, where is he going?
Great question, Marash. He's going where everyone goes. He's going back to Cali. Cali, the chosen Juan, is going to be a Dodger. Oh. Everyone knows that. Sources tell me he's going to get $2 billion in deferred payments until 2090. And the champs aren't done. The Dodgers are also looking to sign Pete Alonso.
That doesn't even make any sense, Bad Tiki. They have Freddie Freeman at first base. What are you talking about?
Pete is open to sitting on the bench for the Dodgers. He's a real team player. He will also have deferred payments for his $900 million deal through 2030. It's a new era in baseball. Bad Tiki and the Boris money machine. Bad Tiki spending in the TT cheddar, baby.
Bad Tiki. None of that sounds accurate. None of that sounds accurate at all. How can we trust anything you say?
Oh, yes, regular Tiki, a very good question. Remember last week when I told you I unleashed the very evil, unlucky demon spirit of Fat Joe on New York? And his dark demon magic cost the Yankees the World Series. Well, no one ever captured him and sent him back to the demon spirit world. I've heard he's been wreaking havoc ever since.
Fat Joe is still on the loose, Bad Tiki?
That's right, Evan. Joey Crack is not only still at large, he's lending his support to all of my ops and destroying them from within. In fact, I think Joey has a message for you guys.
What?
Hey, guys, I'm a huge fan. I love this show, and I wish you guys many, many, many years of success and great memories. I know you guys will dominate the airwaves for generations to come. Such a legendary station like WFAN surely will stand the test of time and never shut down right after AI Fat Joe makes an appearance. Evan, I wanted you to know I've signed a blood oath agreement to perform at your next wedding anniversary.
Oh,
yo, Tiki, I see you, Tiki. I've also agreed to RSVP at your next birthday party. I'd also like to announce I will be appearing as Santa Claus at the Thanksgiving Day parade this year. I hope you didn't have big plans for the holidays because I just canceled all that. Really looking forward to seeing you guys, and let's go New York Yankees.
Thanks, Fat Joe. Wow, that was really nice of him to take the time to curse all of you and possibly destroy your entire lives. Well, guys, now I have to go. Fat Joe and I are getting on a plane to go watch our Giants play the Panthers in Germany.
God.
Don't worry, Sean. We'll make sure you move down a few spots in the draft after this one. Bye, losers. We from New Iowa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad Tiki out.
All right. Thank you very much, Bad Tiki. AI Fat Joe. Jeez. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber and AI Fat Joe, they're real people with their own thoughts. That was AI, and they're entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.
Mm, so he's going to your wedding anniversary.
That's what you took out of it. I took a few things out of that. Well, thank you, Bad Tiki. Every Thursday right around 4:30 here on The Fan. So something happened on your broadcast on Sunday. And it was interesting. Mm. And I don't even know if you heard it because there was such amazing moments happening in the game.
Yeah, we were oohing and aahing over Saquon jumping backwards over a defender.
That was it. It was an incredible moment. Everyone's still talking about the play. And your partner, one of the McCourties, I think it's Jason, made a comment. And the comment stuck with me. And I want to play it for anyone who missed it because I don't know if he was being a jerk or if he was expressing like this truth that most of us, our compadres here in New York as Giant fans, don't want to admit. So again, Tiki's on the call. Andrew Catalan's on the call. Jason McCourty's on the call. And Saquon Barkley did some, like, crazy stuff on the field with the 360 and the turn and the jump and all that crap so he could get a few extra yards. Overrated, in my opinion. And listen to what Jason McCourty said.
Think to do that.
Poor Giants fans that are just at home watching as Saquon Barkley is just doing what he does.
All of a sudden, in the middle of that, says poor Giant fans. Do you think Giant fans were suffering during that play?
No, but I think they struggle when he has success.
Do they?
Yeah, because this was the problem when he left. Because you knew he'd do this. You knew he'd go somewhere else and be better. And he is, I said this on Monday, he's in a better spot.
No question for him.
Talent all over that roster, two great wide receivers, a really good quarterback in Jalen Hurts, an offensive line that even though it lost some players, and Jordan Mailata is on short-term IR, but he'll be, even without him, Fred Johnson's played great at left tackle. And you lose Travis Kelce, and you got Cam Jurgens playing pretty well at center. And so Saquon, like, he's going to rush for 1,500 yards. And who knows how many touchdowns he's going to score?
He's actually only 7 yards away from his rushing total of last year.
Yes.
And he's played in 6 fewer games.
Yes.
So yes.
Like, you knew he was going to have this kind of year. It's why you hated him going to the Eagles, because they were already good.
Yeah. I think that, Sean, were you bothered when you saw this?
No. I've seen him do a million amazing things in a Giants.
No. He's talking about what Jason said.
No. I'm not bothered by it. Yeah. I have my own problems here. I will only get bothered, and Jason will be right on this, if Saquon Barkley is rushing his way to a Super Bowl MVP and the Eagles are winning.
Yes.
It's not going to bother me that he's having an amazing season and he went backwards versus the Jaguars.
By the way, we always knew this.
Right.
When he went, if he would have went to the Texans, it would have been the same thing.
Nobody's denying his amazing talent.
Is crushing it down there. Right. So it's like, it's hard to like evaluate how you actually feel about him, because you loved him when he was here and now you can't even appreciate him because he's an Eagle.
Right. Well, I think that's the position that I know I said this about Tommy earlier. I'm going to say it about you too. I think you're being dishonest with the audience, because I know that you supported letting him go. That's not the argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I understand the cap ramifications, the age, how good Tyrone Tracy looks, like all that, completely fair game. It's an issue that isn't as square as, don't you miss Saquon Barkley. But in that moment, you could hear it in Tiki's voice on the call.
Right.
You were like freaking out.
Right.
As you should. It was an amazing play. A little overrated, but amazing play.
Who even, no, it's not even... He got a first down.
He did.
Which is all that matters.
He has a few
but who thinks to do that?
No, that is true. Did you ever think to do that on the field?
No, and that was my point. I'm like, who even thinks to do that?
It was an incredible play that you saw, that we all saw it. When he says, Giant fans must be thinking, and you're a Giant fan watching this, clearly rooting for Jacksonville, you can't tell me you weren't bothered by it.
I can't stress this enough. You know what I'm bothered by? When a play like that happens and Giants fans go, this is why you had to resign.
No, it's not why.
Yeah.
The thing that as Giant fans we should be saying to ourselves is, why couldn't we have built a team like this around Saquon?
And I think the easy answer is because we used the second overall pick on Saquon.
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
And that's, I think, always been the frustrating part and unfair to Saquon.
Right.
It was not Saquon's fault that he got drafted second overall.
Right. He was the second round talent.
Right. It is not.
Or second pick talent.
Right. It's not his fault that he was drafted second overall to a team that could not afford to take a running back of his talent second overall and thus could not use that to build what they needed to build around him. I don't blame Saquon for that. But after watching Saquon's career here, what he's doing in Philly, and I understand he's doing things that we haven't seen since his rookie year, we saw a lot of amazement, which is why so many Giant fans fell in love with him. But there is a side to some negatives with Saquon Barkley that we've only seen once in the Atlanta game, and maybe they'll poke their head out over 3 years in Philly. We'll see. Injury prone, drop passes, whiffed pass protection blocks. We got incredibly frustrated with those moments because he can't. You needed him to be the perfect player when he was taken second overall, and he had a lot of perfect moments, but he wasn't the perfect player, which is why you can't pay him long term. So the benefits and the positives will be outweighed there with Philly with a great team. The negatives of Saquon were outshined here because he needed to do it all, and it was unfair to him.
Right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.